And if meat has been kept too long, you say the meat has done what?
Rancid.
Okay, it's rancid, and it has... It has
spoiled.
Done what?
It has spoiled.
Okay. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Okay, cheese.
Okay.
I love it. Mommy used to make the best. Just one in one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember ever having it.
You can buy it.
I don't know if I want to.
I keep thinking I will.
Yeah. What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Cooking.
You cook it and grind it up.
We never did make anything like that.
Okay.
What's it called?
Liver sausage or liver pudding.
What? A liver pudding?
Is that?
Yes, that's a dish.
Uh-huh.
And you would dip it out.
Okay. Did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
What can you make out of hog blood?
Blood never. Sausage, blood pudding, black pudding.
Ooh.
Daddy said they weren't that poor.
Oh, no, what are you?
Did you ever take juice from head cheese or liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cook it? And then later, after it gets cold, slice it and fry it. Never did that. Okay, suppose you'd kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. How would you call its taste or describe it? Describe the butter after it's gone bad.
After it had rancid butter.
Okay. Thick sour milk you keep on hand is called?
Buttermilk.
Okay. And
the same thing about clabber. Or did we have that yesterday?
Would you call it clabber? Is that thick sour milk?
Well, no, it isn't. It's solid.
Uh-huh.
Like you set a pan of milk in the refrigerator. Well, you know, the cream always rises to the top. And that's what you skim off to make butter. And then the clabber, you can use that in bread, cornbread. You can use it in bacon biscuits, clabber biscuits. And you can get clabber, what do you call it? Make things rise, baking powder. You can get clabber girl, I know you've seen that.
Yeah.
I like it, and the way I like it best, clabber. Take a sauce, not a little flat dish, like kind of big, and just scoop it out with that dish, you know, so it won't be broken at all. And then, be like in sugar, like I do, I'd sprinkle a little layer of sugar over the top of it. Then I'd just eat, pick up some and eat with my spoon, with the sugar on it, when all the sugars are gone off of that layer. I'd sprinkle some more sugar on it. I'd keep doing that for a while. It's good.
That sounds good.